Some other news, unions have been taking note of social media and its power to organize young people. So the AFL-CIO is using some of these new technologies along with old ones in a new ad campaign aimed at the young. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
The AFL-CIO recently test-launched its new TV ad campaign with a disarmingly simple message.
Work doesn't separate. It's what binds us together.
The ad campaign is called Work Connects Us All. It features a multiracial cast of firefighters, teachers, auto workers, even baristas, gathered in a stark industrial interior.
Work doesn't separate. It's what binds us together. I teach your kid. You fix my car. He builds my city. She keeps it safe. Work is what connects us.
The ad never mentions unions, and only a quick credit at the end tells the viewer that it is sponsored by the AFL-CIO. The ad is airing in three test markets, Pittsburgh, Austin, and Portland. The secretary-treasurer of the AFL-CIO, Elizabeth Schuller, says it's part of a long-term effort to, in her words, reintroduce the labor movement to young people.
I think really we are looking to reach out and start a conversation with people that we normally don't talk to. Whether you're in a union or not, we are trying to show that we have shared values around the notion of hard work that really drives America forward.
It's the AFL-CIO's first ad campaign in 15 years that isn't linked to an election or specific legislation, and it comes as union membership has declined to about 12% of the American workforce and less than 7% of the private sector. But Schuller says the unions hope to capitalize on the opening created by the Occupy Wall Street movement, which she says has changed the national conversation.
It's a conversation now around water coolers and at dinner parties that we never thought would be happening, right? This idea that people would be talking about inequality the way that they have been. And it's that spark that really we want to connect to.
A lot of the campaigns unions have done in the past have been sleepers. You know, there's no getting around it.
Harley Shaken is a labor expert at UC Berkeley.
I don't think the ad stands alone. There's a website. There's a lot of interactive dimensions to it. And I think the labor movement is experimenting. It's innovative. It's interactive. It's not just a commercial. It's a new approach.
The AFL-CIO is flying into some stiff headwinds. Last year, a Gallup poll found that a slim majority of Americans, only 52%, approve of unions. That's near a record low. So we went to one of the test markets, Portland, to gauge reactions to the TV ad. In this coffee house, no one had yet seen the ad, but people were receptive, if somewhat skeptical.
I guess it's a valuable message to get out there.
Ben Lichtenstein, a 28-year-old engineering student, wonders whether the unions can tap into the energy of the Occupy movement.
Large unions tend to be very insistent that the best way to approach these things is incrementally. And I think there has to be a second step, and probably a third or a fourth, in getting that message through successfully.
29-year-old Jeremy Brochet is a bartender.
I don't think it will change people's opinions. I've always had a favorable view of unions, but I know plenty of people that don't, and I don't think that a single ad would change that. I think that boots on the ground, actually talking with people, talking about what unions are doing, changes that view.
But union officials say it's exactly that kind of feedback they'll need if they hope to convince younger people that the union movement can speak for them. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.